Yeah, we need to address it right away here, folks. We lost a legend yesterday. Rush Limbaugh passing away at the age of 70. I have a few things that came to my mind yesterday when I was commuting home from a basketball game. Made the road trip up to Callaway yesterday and was thinking a little bit about Rush and thinking about a way the KODY can perhaps honor the legacy and honor what he's done for the industry as well. I was thinking about it yesterday. On the road, I don't know if I would have a job without Rush Limbaugh's influence on the world. Just being honest. I don't know where the radio industry would be. I don't know where KODY would be without Rush's influence. KODY was on the air before Rush, but Rush did transform the industry. And KODY was a proud affiliate of the EIB network for many, many years, and we will continue our affiliation with Rush's network. He passed away yesterday at the age of 70, for those that are unaware. Catherine Limbaugh, his lovely wife, announced his death yesterday morning on his radio show to his millions of loyal listeners, including here on KODY. Rush died at the age of 70 yesterday from complications of lung cancer. He first learned of his cancer diagnosis in January of 2020. Former President Donald Trump awarded the radio host the Presidential Medal of Freedom shortly thereafter during his State of the Union address, and what would be President Trump's final State of the Union address as the President of the United States at the time. Rush single-handedly revolutionized the medium of talk radio, turning it into a fertile ground for conservative opinion makers who followed him. There would be no Sean Hannity, Ben Shapiro, no. None of those people would be around if not for the impact of Rush Limbaugh. Dave Ramsey made an announcement yesterday. Let me see if I can pull that up here. We've got a lot of things on the studio desktop in here. I want to talk about Rush as much as we can this hour. I do have a couple of guests on the schedule. I know we have one of them for sure, being Mid Plains Community College. But Dave Ramsey even credited his success to Rush Limbaugh. And I think he has a point. For a long time in the talk radio, three individuals in the format have been Rush, Hannity, and Ramsey. Those have been the top three talk radio format shows. Now, the order of the top three have changed, but it's always been, well, for the longest time, it's always been Rush, Hannity, and Ramsey. And there would be no Hannity, Ramsey, or Shapiro, or anybody else for that matter, without what Rush did. He paved the way for everybody. And like I said, I'm being honest here. I don't know if I'd have a job without Rush Limbaugh. I don't know where talk radio would be. I don't know where radio, period, would be without Rush's influence. I mean, he saved the industry, that's for sure. Yesterday, Dave Ramsey released a statement soon after the death of Rush Limbaugh was announced, saying that America, and radio lost a great man and a good friend of Dave Ramsey's today. Rush's humor, intellect, and passion catapulted him to become an American icon. You had to love him or hate him. He didn't give you a choice. Dave Ramsey says in his statement that he loved him. Few people can be credited with literally starting an industry, but Rush was the Elvis of talk radio. He invented it. There's going to be attempts to fill his shoes, but none of us can. Dave Ramsey concludes the post by saying, RIP, my friend, you will be missed. Again, Rush Limbaugh passing away yesterday at the age of 70 after a battle with lung cancer. I was able to listen to a little bit of the Sean Hannity show yesterday and enjoyed listening to Sean. He and Rush had a good friendship, and like I said, there would be no Hannity, Ramsey, Shapiro. None of it would exist without Rush's impact. There would be none of it without the impact of Rush Limbaugh. But listen to Hannity a little bit yesterday, and you could tell listening to Sean, if folks missed it, I'd encourage you to go back and see if you can listen to some archived audio, but you could tell that Sean was, you know, taken back by it. He was upset, and who can blame him? They were friends. They were good colleagues. They worked together. He was a guest host. Hannity was a guest host on Rush's show. And without Rush, there would be no talk radio. I don't know if there'd be a Mugs in the Morning or not. Thankfully, we don't have to worry about that, but Rush, the impact that he had on the world. And I love what Dave Ramsey said in his statement, too, and that is so true. You either loved or hated the guy. Like, there was no middle ground with Rush. God bless him. You either loved him or hated him. And if you were one that hated him, the man didn't lose much sleep over it. God bless Rush Limbaugh. A good Christian man, too. That's what I really loved about Rush. He shared his Christian values on the air. And you could tell listening to him that he shared those good Christian values. Was Rush perfect? No. But he knew who was perfect and pointed glory to that perfect being God our Father and Christ his Son. Again, we'll continue to discuss this throughout the hour here on KODY's Mugs of the Morning as much as we have time to. Might have some opportunities for open phones, and I've got a couple things up my sleeve. I can't announce anything that we're going to officially do here to honor Rush's legacy at KODY personally. I need to get approval through management first, but I'm working on a few things that hopefully we can do here throughout the month of February to honor Rush's legacy. What opportunity for folks to call in and share their memories of Rush coming up this hour on KODY's Mugs of the Morning with open phones coming up just around the corner. Also have Ryan Purdy, the president of Mid Plains Community College, joining us this hour to discuss the Board of Governors meeting that was held last night. We'll continue the local conversation and continue to honor the legacy of Rush Limbaugh coming up this hour on Mugs of the Morning, presented to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Brent, Pete, and Bo for home, life, and auto insurance. Call the Shelter Guys of North Platte.
Rush Limbaugh's wife, Catherine, made the announcement of his passing on his radio show a short time ago. Let's listen.
Rush will forever be the greatest of all time. Rush was an extraordinary man, a gentle giant, brilliant, quick-witted, genuinely kind, extremely generous, passionate, courageous, and the hardest working person I know. Despite being one of the most recognized, powerful people in the world, Rush never let the success change his core or beliefs.
That's part of the audio that Rush's wife, Catherine, made yesterday at the start of Rush's show to announce the legend's death. And affiliates of Rush Limbaugh's received an email from the network. Their release says, "It is with great sadness to inform you that Rush Limbaugh passed away today, April 17th, after a long and brave battle with lung cancer. In this time of sorrow, Rush's voice will continue to be heard, providing comfort and continued insight into his legion of loyal fans. All of Rush's audio has been been archived and cataloged by subject, topic, and opinion. Given how timeless and insightful Rush's commentary is, his producers will be able to pull segments that are relevant for each day's news cycle and allows members of the EIB network to feature the best of Rush for a full 3 hours of the program. The familiar voices of the program's guest hosts will be used in the show when needed to guide Rush's audio from one topic to another, but Rush will be the predominant voice heard for the three-hour Monday through Friday show on the EIB network. That includes here on KODY. The EIB network says in the statement to media, their media affiliates, that they will continue to mourn together in a respectful way and celebrate the incredible life of Rush with his millions of loyal listeners. We did have a three-hour tribute that aired yesterday in Rush's regular time slot, and I believe we have the same thing coming today on Rush's time slot. And that's going to be what we air here on KODY for the near future. Sometime here in the next couple of days, I'll have our operations manager, Tanner Struckman, join us to discuss the legacy that Rush Limbaugh has had on the talk radio and the radio industry. We'll talk about his time here on KODY, and I'm going to be reaching out to some other radio personnel and radio people here in the area, talking to them about Rush, talking to them about Rush's impact on KODY and his time here on KODY. He was on here for a long time, long before my time, folks, and I know there's a lot of folks out there that are mourning the loss of Rush Limbaugh. including Governor Pete Ricketts. He put out a statement yesterday, too, so I might try to reach out to Governor Ricketts' office and see if maybe he would be interested in coming on the program to discuss Russia's impact as well. So we're going to continue to honor his legacy here at KODY. Obviously, we'll continue to air what the EIB puts out to honor Rush's legacy in his three-hour time slot that we have here at KODY. That time slot is reserved for Rush here in the near future. And we'll talk to Tanner Struckman, our operations manager, sometime here in the next few days about Rush's impact, his time on KODY, and some other people here throughout the area about Rush's impact. We're going to open up the phone lines coming up here in just a few moments. Can't open them quite yet as we're waiting on Mid Plains Community College to give us a call to give us a Board of Governors meeting recap from the Board of Governors meeting that took place yesterday. But still coming up this hour, we'll have a chance for folks to call in, share their thoughts and memories on the radio icon Rush Limbaugh, who again passed away yesterday at the age of 70. I have some audio from Fox News to get to this hour as well, including one of Rush's last shows. Of course, he's been under the weather quite a bit, and he missed several shows here as of recent. But, man, hats off to him. I mean, he had this horrible diagnosis with this lung cancer, undergoing some very strong treatment, but yet he still went into work and did the radio show when he could. And I admire that, folks, because there's a lot of jobs where you might have something that's bothering you or something going on in your personal life, but you can go to work and try to just keep your nose to the grindstone and, you know, get through it. With media, it's not like that, folks. It's completely different. In the media, if something's bothering you or something's on you, you just kind of got to fake it and put it on the back burner as much as possible. We'll continue to talk about the legacy of Rush Limbaugh coming up this hour. Blessed to be with you here on Husker Radio's KODY, fueled by Jesus and coffee this morning, and the coffee a courtesy of Quick Stop. Oh, I got up late this morning. It has been a week, folks, let me tell you. Basketball games Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday and Tuesday, made the road trip up to the lovely Sandhills, made it to Mullen, love driving up to Mullen, and then last night went over to Callaway, and tonight I have a night off, thank you Jesus, but got up a little late this morning, didn't have time to brew, so ran down to Quick Stop, and thank God for the Quick Stop. Tristan Winder, glad to be with you, fueled by Jesus and coffee this morning as we honor the legacy of Rush Limbaugh. First, a quick check of our time and temp. It's a service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. You can find them on the ones in North Platte. 8:30, it's 18 degrees, partly sunny today as we're on our way to a high today near 27. Let's take a listen to audio that Fox News has from Rush Limbaugh, honoring one of his last shows as the radio icon passed away yesterday at the age of 70.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Martha McCallum, live in New York City. And today, on the story, we remember Rush Limbaugh, a legend who brought his conservative values to millions of Americans for 33 years on his radio show that really became sort of a home base in the middle of the afternoon for so many people across this country. They appreciated his patriotism, his genius, and his deep love of the people of the United States of America. His voice all along was consistent. He was authentic, he was honest, and that resonated with a lot of people across the country. He had a great sense of humor, and he considered entertainment to be probably the most important part of the success of his radio show. He connected with people, not with everyone, of course. He had his critics, to be sure. But he shocked a lot of people in establishment politics in the late 80s and early 90s when they came to realize that there were legions of listeners to Rush Limbaugh, who he affectionately called the Ditto Heads, that there were folks out there who got him, who spoke his language, and who felt that he was able to boil down how they felt and express it in a way that unified an enormous part of America. So like a lot of people and a lot of people in this business, I had an opportunity to get to know Rush a bit over the years. He was very kind to me, very supportive of my career. We kept in touch now and then over the years. I will miss him. I send my deepest condolences to his lovely wife, Catherine, and to David, his brother, and to their families. There was a lot of love around Rush Limbaugh. You can hear that in the radio moments that we just shared with you and that we'll continue to share with you throughout this hour. This is Rush Limbaugh speaking in December about the gravity of his disease and about his thoughts on life.
I wasn't expected to be alive today. I wasn't expected to make it to October and then to November and then to December. And yet, here I am. And today, I've got some problems, but I'm feeling pretty good today. God's with me today. So many people have put me first in all of this. And I understand now what Lou Gehrig meant, because I certainly feel like that. I feel extremely fortunate and lucky. And because I have outlived the diagnosis, I've been able to receive and hear and process some of the most wonderful, nice things about me that I might not have ever heard had I not gotten sick.
That, again, audio from Fox News discussing Rush Limbaugh a little bit and his legacy and airing some of the final audio from Rush live in the studio. And I tell you what, I've heard Rush so many times, and I know a lot of folks on the program this morning that have heard Rush so many times, but I think that's the first time. I've got that audio pulled up on the studio desktop. Fox News had video that went along with it. I think that's the first time I've ever sat and watched Rush talk. Obviously, you know, you sit and listen to the radio, you don't ever see him talk. This audio I just played from Fox News had wonderful video that went along with it. It was video of Rush in the studio, and I've never seen that before. Listened to the man many, many times on the air, but never got to sit and watch him talk on the air. And it was pretty darn cool to see it. I'd encourage folks to check it out. FoxNews.com has it and has a lot to honor the legacy of Rush Limbaugh. KODY is going to honor the legacy of Rush Limbaugh right here, right now, as we crack open the phone lines at 308-532-8221. Again, the number to call in this morning, 308-532-8221. Open phones here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. And, of course, Mugs in the Morning brought to you exclusively by Shelter Agents Pete, Brent, and Bo. Community strong all day long. We're honoring the legacy of Rush Limbaugh here at KODY. We have some things up our sleeve that we'll be doing here throughout the next couple of days and few weeks to honor the legacy of Rush. But right now, let's crack open the phone lines, 308-532-8221. Share your memories of Rush Limbaugh with us this morning here on the air, 308-532-8221. And I'd love to hear some people that have some memories early on of Rush. Perhaps there's folks out there listening that can remember the first time they heard him, maybe here even on KODY, but just the first time you heard him in general. We'd love to hear it, folks. 308-532-8221. Open phones here at KODY's Mugs in the Morning. That number again, 308-532-8221. 308-532-8221. Open phones here at Mugs in the Morning as we honor the legacy of the one and only Rush Limbaugh, who again passed away yesterday at the age of 70. And listening to Hannity yesterday, Sean talked about how Rush did live past the original diagnosis. And you heard Rush address that just a minute ago on that audio that we re-aired. But Rush living longer than what he was expected to originally when he got that lung cancer diagnosis. And just goes to show that he had the heart of a fighter. And everybody's talking a little bit about the impact that Rush has had and what a great person he was, what a great American he was. They've talked a lot about the love that he had for his listeners, the love he had for his family. But what about the love that Rush had for the country? Rush Limbaugh loved America. And he did love his listeners, too. That was very evident. Let's be honest, he didn't go back into the studio after his diagnosis for himself. Rush continued to go back into the studio out of love for his listeners and love for his nation. There was no benefit for Rush to continue to keep working after this diagnosis, and a lot of people would have just laid down and taken it. But no, not Rush. He kept fighting, he kept kicking, and kept broadcasting as well as much as possible. It was always an honor to get to hear him, and the many, many callers that called in, especially on Open Phone Line Friday, and passed along their prayers for him, I thought was just tremendous. Especially at a time when our country needed unity, there were people that were calling in and just saying, you know, thoughts and prayers for you, Rush. And even on the days that he wasn't in the studio. Well, let's continue those thoughts and prayers as we extend them now to his family and friends who mourn the loss of the radio icon. Open phones here. Tell us your Rush Limbaugh memories, 308-532-8221. That number again, 308-532-8221. It's an open phone line edition of Mugs in the Morning. You can call in and share your memories that you may have on the radio icon, Rush Limbaugh, who passed away yesterday at the age of 70. Good morning. You're on the air with Mugs in the Morning. How are you this wonderful Wednesday?
Hi, Tristan. We're having a heat wave right now, you know.
Oh, my goodness. It feels much better than what it has, that's for sure.
I just wanted to make a couple comments about Rush Limbaugh.
Sure, absolutely.
My father told me about his radio station, and I don't remember what year it was, but it afforded lots of topics of conversation between my dad and me.
Awesome.
And probably was instrumental in my following politics ever since.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was sort of interested before, but
sure.
Rush's Limbaugh
but it was
kind
different.
Of... get me up to date as to what was going on nationally.
Yeah.
You know, as I was a working person and I didn't get to hear all the news and whatnot. In fact, when I would go to work, I would set my old tape recorder to tape his TV shows.
I love it.
And I still have some of those tapes.
Oh, that's awesome. You have to go back and listen or watch some of those if you can.
I know, and I think I still have a recorder that actually works. So
that's awesome.
I don't know. Maybe on one of these cold nights, I'll just do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, I just wanted to let you know that.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that with us, Councilwoman Tryon.
You betcha. Thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye now. That was Councilwoman Donna Tryon joining us this morning here on Mugs of the Morning, sharing her thoughts on Rush. And it's great to find out that helped Rush and the impact that he had helped in that bond that Donna had with her father. And her father helped her come on to the conservative underground, as it's sometimes referred to, that Rush started. Good morning. You're on the air with Mugs of the Morning. How are you this wonderful Thursday?
Well, it's warming up.
It is. Thanks be to God.
Yes. It'll almost be speedo weather, but there's probably some city ordinances against that.
Exactly. So. You can always take more clothes, put more clothes on, but it's hard to take so much off.
Yeah. Well, I started listening to Rush, right? I think when KODY started airing the show.
Oh, really? Okay.
That would have been in the early 90s, I think. I can't
That's
remember
what I was,
exactly
I was
when.
I ask. But, yeah. And we're working on finding exactly when that was. It's tough to do. The radio station's been here for almost 90 years, I think it is, or maybe over 90. So it's tough to find all that, but we're working on finding out exactly when we would have picked up the affiliation with the EIB.
Yeah, before that, you were playing like old Jack Benny radio shows and Amos and Andy and shows like that, and then one day I turned it on, and it's like, who is this guy? And it was the Rush Limbaugh show, and I was a little sort of not mad, but I was a little disappointed that my old radio shows weren't being played anymore. But
it's change. We never like change, do we?
No, and the more I listened to them, the more I liked them,
yep.
And... So it's, you know, it's the end of an era again.
It is.
And you know, he's really going to be missed. And I don't know who will replace him or how they're going to handle the, because it's no longer be the Rush Limbaugh show if somebody takes over. So.
Yep. There's a lot that's being discussed and a lot in the works on that, and I don't know. Nobody's replaceable, but Rush Limbaugh's darn close. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know, it's at work. I have the radio going, and it's always on KODY, and you know, used to listen to Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Was that her name? That she was on at one time, and
okay,
and yeah, so it's that 11 to 2 is going to be sort of a vacant spot now.
Yeah,
and
for a lot of people too. I mean, obviously we're having that problem here at KODY, but radio stations across the country facing the same dilemma too. It's just odd. It's a time slot that's not needed attention or not needed filled for so long, and now all of a sudden it needs attention and needs discussion.
Yep. But I don't know if Bill O'Reilly has a show or not, but
I can't recall. I think he does. Yeah, I'm pretty certain that he does, and I don't know. We've got some things that we're discussing here on the radio side of it. Obviously, we're going to stick with the EIB for the time being as they continue to honor the legacy of Rush. But
yeah,
we'll kind of see what happens. One of those situations.
I'm sort of iffy on Ben Shapiro, and I know he's a new young guy coming in, but I'm sort of either agreeing with him or yelling at him, one or the other.
And he's so intelligent. I like Shapiro. Extremely
almost too intelligent.
That's what I was going to say. He's very intelligent, and I hope that one thing that he learns as he continues to be on the air is that maybe he can find a way to relate to the listeners a little bit better. Because that's one thing I loved about Rush, is Rush is extremely intelligent man. But Rush Limbaugh had a way of relating to his audience, too.
Yep, he sure did.
So, and I think that's one of those things that maybe he's learned, so maybe Mr. Shapiro will learn that over time, but, you know, there's nobody's ever going to be able to fill the shoe of Rush Limbaugh. That's exactly what Dave Ramsey said, you know, in his statement. People are going to try, but there's never going to be another, and Dave even said none of us can.
No, there's only one original.
Exactly.
So it's going to be getting used to. You know, used to have Bobby Likas on Saturday morning.
The car clinic.
He quit.
Yep, he retired.
Yep, and so all my favorite shows are disappearing.
Now wait a minute here. Not all of them are.
No. The ones that I really, you know. You get into a routine and you like this on this day and this on that.
I know what you mean. Yep, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So, well, you have a good rest of the day and enjoy this hot weather.
You too, my friend. Good to talk to you, Mitch. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye now. We'll continue the open phone line opportunity coming up on Mugs in the Morning as we discuss the legacy of Rush Limbaugh here on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM, a proud affiliate of Rush Limbaugh and the EIB Network.
According to Politico, the politics of COVID-19 has reached a boiling point in California. It's not because Governor Newsom flaunted his own virus restrictions by attending an upscale party with his upscale lobbyist buddies at an upscale hotel. It's not California lawmakers partying at a conference in Maui, again flouting the travel rules they impose on everybody else. No, it's something more local. Scruel. Early on in the pandemic, Newsom and his Democrats kowtowed to the powerful teachers' unions by shutting down the Scruels. And all these months later, Scruels are still shut down. Instead of being in class, most of the 6 million California Scruel children are at home. Those who attend private schools, like Newsom's kids, they're back in the classroom. But other students, including most minority children, they've got nowhere to go. Now, even a few Democrats are breaking ranks and are calling this two-tier system state-sanctioned segregation. It's inequality on parade. This is not what California stands for, they say. But, see, they're dead wrong. This is exactly how liberal elites who run California have governed for as long as they've been in power. Their kids, their buddies, their special interests get the breaks. Everybody else gets broke, especially the minorities they claim to represent and care about. State-sanctioned segregation? Yep, exactly. Business as usual. Last year, there was a victim of identity theft every 3 seconds. That means a cyber bad guy could be selling your personal info on the dark web without you even knowing it. That's just one form of identity theft. Now, you might miss certain threats to your identity by just relying on bank statements or monitoring your credit. The solution? LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock sees certain threats that you could miss on your own. Plus, if you become a victim of identity theft, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will help you fix your problems. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can help protect your personal information. Save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com using the promo code RUSH. Just go to LifeLock.com or call 800-440-4833.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix, and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
Here's your forecast on News Talk 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Partial sunshine develops here for today with a high in the upper 20s. Winds out of the northwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy skies develop and a low near 4 above. By Friday, partial sunshine develops a high of 34 degrees. Saturday, mostly sunny skies and a high around 37. Sunday, sunshine, high 36. That's your weather forecast for KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM, both proud members of the Husker Radio Group and proud affiliates of the Rush Limbaugh Show and the EIB Network. We continue to honor Rush's legacy here with open phones at 308-532-8221. Open phones to discuss the legacy of Rush Limbaugh here in the final 10 minutes of the program today at 532-8221. Good morning, you're on the air. How are you this wonderful Thursday morning?
Well, it's better than it has been.
A little bit warmer, thanks be to God.
Yeah. Well, about Rush Limbaugh, I thought he got better. He wasn't so egotistical as he lately as he was earlier. So I thought he was mean-minded. So he said a lot of things that needed to be said, but I didn't. I like my news like William F. Buckley or Charles Krauthammer, and you don't have to have a drumbeat, rolling drumbeat while the news is coming on. So. And that's my assessment of the situation.
Well, appreciate you calling in and passing that along with us.
What?
Appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day. Yeah. Good morning. You're on the air with Mugs in the Morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys today?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I started listening to Rush back in the 80s. My brother was stationed at an Air Force base near Sacramento, and that's where I think he got his start with at least the syndication part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I liked about Rush, I mean, you like his voice.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's just
a voice of gold.
Signature voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the confidence that he had in what he was putting forth, and you know what, just because you may have disagreed with him didn't take away from the validity of what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he gave, everybody says conservatives, but I think common sense folks a voice, because all we had to that point was kind of the social architects that were trying to push our society their way. And he came on and said, no. Look, this is ridiculous. And, you know, I know there's been a lot of people that say some really, really awful things about him. And, you know what, that's your opinion. But, you know, his analysis was spot on on a lot of things. And so that's why I liked him.
Absolutely, and I couldn't agree more with what you're saying. And it's not so much about the middle class as I think it is the hardworking Americans. He gave a voice to the hardworking Americans, and Rush made his own success. I mean, he started broadcasting in the back of a van, I think it was. And I mean, it's just the hardworking Americans is who he gave the voice to, in my opinion.
Yeah. people who had the American dream.
Yep.
Know, get up, work hard, you know. And also, the one thing he always did harp on was, government, get the heck out of my way.
Yeah.
Quit telling me what to do. And I don't know. He did identify a lot of folks and called them out. And
he both, did.
You know, Democrats and Republicans and anybody in between.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Nobody will remember me when I pass, but everybody will remember him because he was, you know, I wouldn't even say he's controversial.
Yeah.
You know, people only get controversial when a whole bunch of other people don't agree with them. Oh, that's controversial. No, you just don't agree with it.
Exactly. Yep.
So,
yep.
Yeah, he'll be missed. I'll just miss that voice as well.
I know.
I mean, that was a cool voice.
Voice of gold, and it's probably one of the most recognizable voices of all time.
Yeah. And a lot of what he did that people are super offended by, it was meant to be funny and spoofy, and it was nothing that wasn't done on Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
back
my gosh.
When Saturday Night Live was actually funny.
Yeah.
And you know, so anyway. Well, all right, well, you guys have a good day. It's going to get warmer.
Thanks be to God. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you taking some time for us.
All right, bye.
Bye now. Open phones here for just a few more moments as we discuss the legacy of Rush Limbaugh, 308-532-8221. About 5 minutes left in the program. Open phones, 308-532-8221, 308-532-8221. Open phone line opportunity here at KODY's Mugs in the Morning as we discuss the legacy of Rush Limbaugh. There's never going to be another Rush. That voice is a voice of pure gold, too, and one of the most recognizable voices of all time. And one of the sayings that I love from Rush was that his voice was on loan from God. And I just loved that because, yeah, kind of comical, but yet also an example of Rush pointing glory to the Creator, who he has now rejoined. Again, Rush Limbaugh passing away yesterday at the age of 70. Time for one last phone call, 308-532-8221. 308-532-8221. Open phones here at KODY's Mugs in the Morning as we discuss the legacy of our friend and affiliate, Rush Limbaugh. Last night, I was setting up for my basketball game up in Callaway. Just had finished setting up, actually, and trying to get some things situated and connected in terms of technical equipment and stuff, and received a phone call from my uncle, who's a loyal listener here of Mugs in the Morning. I've talked about my Uncle David many times before, the visually impaired uncle that I've referred to. I think most recently, Rick and I were talking about him a few months ago about how he enjoys his Amazon Alexa and the many things it can do for him. And wonder how many Alexas I just triggered a second ago. But Rick and I were talking about him, and he called me yesterday evening as I was setting up for my game and asked if I had heard that Rush passed. And I told him, yeah, you know, they had announced it on his show, and they sent out a release to his affiliates, which we are here at KODY, obviously. And I said, yeah, I did see that. And Uncle David was telling me that his mother, my great-grandma, was a big fan of Rush. And that's something that I didn't know. So that was a blessing for me yesterday to learn a little bit more about her. I am just amazed with my family history. That's one thing that I'm really big on and love learning more about my ancestors, learning more about where I came from, how my family came to be what it is. But I was talking to him about his mother, my great-grandma, I met Grandma Johnson. She passed away. I was in junior high when she passed. I have some still fond memories of her. She was very involved. Passed away sometime in the 2000s. I was in grade school, so I can still remember her. But he was telling me that Grandma just loved Rush and listened to him pretty much every day. And there's so many people like that, too, that just listen to Rush religiously. And they relied on getting their news and information from Rush. And it was much more than just news, too. I mean, I always loved it. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, wearing my Dallas Cowboys sweatshirt here in the studio this morning. I always loved it when he talked a little bit about football, and he'd talk about the Cowboys. And it just goes to show how informed he was on things outside of the political realm. Yes, he was extremely informed politically. But the fact that he was able to change the conversation, the topic, just like that, man, that goes to show the quality of talent that he was for many, many years. And, you know, the stories have been there. Rush started in the back of a van broadcasting. I mean, the guy was a nobody when he started broadcasting in the back of a van and went on to be one of the most famous, if not the most famous, radio personality of all time. And I love the statement from Dave Ramsey. I did share it yesterday on our KODY Facebook page. Love the statement from Dave where he said, many are going to try to replace him, but none of us can. Meaning Dave is acknowledging he's not going to be able to fill Rush's spot. I don't think anybody's going to be able to. I love Ramsey and Hannity, and yeah, I do like Shapiro, but nobody is Rush Limbaugh. There's never going to be another Rush Limbaugh, folks. You either loved him or hated him, too. He didn't give you a choice. That's the statement from Dave Ramsey, and I think that's extremely spot on. Either loved him or you hated him. He didn't give you much of a middle ground, did he? God bless him. Appreciate the hardworking American that he was. And he really did give hardworking men and women a voice and made it known that the American dream was still alive and it's still well. Now it's up to me and you to carry that torch here as Rush passed away yesterday at the age of 70. Let's keep our extended family and friends in our thoughts and prayers during this time as we mourn the loss of Rush. He'll be on today with the EIB Network as they honor his legacy with some recorded, archived versions of the Rush Limbaugh Show. Tristan Winder wrapping up Mugs of the Morning on KODY North Platte with translator K291BW, doing so with a quick check of our time and temp. 8:59, it's 18 degrees, warming up all the way today to 27, and patchy fog expected tomorrow morning, so take that into consideration during your morning commutes. Your time and temp brought to you by Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. You can find them on the ones in North Platte. And Mugs of the Morning presented to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Bo Witt, Brent Rogo, and Pete Boltz. Mugs of the Morning, weekdays from 8 to 9, presented by the Shelter Guys of North Platte. Bo, Brent, and Pete, community strong all day long. Have a great rest of your Thursday, folks. I'll be back in the studio with you tomorrow morning here for Mugs in the Morning on Husker Radio.